I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Wednesday, April 6th. A small fire broke out at the Twin Rivers Technologies plant at the Quincy Shipyard yesterday. Officials say some coconut oil spilled and caught on fire yesterday morning. Quincy firefighters quickly doused the fire and no one was hurt. Twin Rivers says a small amount of biodegradable coconut oil did leak into the Four River. Firefighters placed booms around the spill to contain it. Twin River says an equipment failure caused the fire and that all of the plant safety systems worked properly. Twin Rivers manufactures chemical compounds from plant and animal fats and oils that are used in soaps, cosmetics, detergents, and food. The coconut oil was being processed for use in detergents and personal care products. Quincy's tourism department is getting a $10,000 state grant. Yesterday, Governor Baker's administration announced $4 million in travel and tourism grants to 80 organizations. Discover Quincy will use its grant for a multi-channel marketing campaign targeting a diverse audience, embracing African American and Latino communities. Discover Quincy says the grant will help pay for radio commercials, video, website banner advertising, and social media. The state says the grants are designed to strengthen the Massachusetts economy through the development and enhancement of the state's tourism industry. Ward 3, Precinct 3 in Quincy will be returning to the 1st Norfolk District. City Clerk Nicole Crispo says the most recent round of redistricting based on the 2020 federal census returns Ward 3, Precinct 3 to State Representative Bruce Ayers' district. That area, that includes part of the Montclair area of North Quincy, had been in the 13th Suffolk District, represented by former Boston Mayor Marty Walsh and then State Representative Dan Hunt for the past 10 years. It was the only Quincy precinct that was represented by a non-Quincy representative on Beacon Hill. Governor Baker has signed into law a $1.67 billion mid-year spending plan approved by the legislature that will increase funding for human services and infrastructure improvements, including provisions supported by Senator John Keenan of Quincy that will assist individuals living in rental properties. In total, the fiscal year 2022 spending bill allocates $700 million for COVID-19 response costs, $401 million for rate enhancements to human service providers, $100 million to winter road repair, and $100 million to maintain access to rental assistance funds through the Residential Assistance for Families in Transition, or RAFT, program. Senator Keenan filed an amendment to the budget to expand the state's data collection effort regarding applicants to rental and housing assistance programs. Based on Keenan's suggestion, the state's data collection will now include demographic, income, and geographic data of applicants to connect Commonwealth resources more efficiently with those in need of housing support. In addition to his data collection amendment, Keenan also advocated for increasing state funding to rental assistance programs like RAFT. Keenan sponsored three RAFT-specific budget amendments, including increasing the program's total funding by $100 million and restoring the limit of funds an applicant can receive from $7,000 to $10,000. The Senate agreed to adopt raising the cap to $10,000, but the amendment was excluded from the final version of the approved bill. Congressman Stephen Lynch announcing funding for the Boys and Girls Clubs of Dorchester, the Martin Richard Foundation, and Boston Public Schools was included in the federal government funding package that has been signed into law. The spending package for fiscal year 2022 provides $1 million in funding to support the partnership's plan to develop a field house and outdoor athletic and recreational facilities for youth development and family engagement. The Dorchester Field House will be right next to the McCormick and the Deaver schools, and every aspect of the site's design and programming has been intentionally planned. The new facility will be a vibrant, flexible gathering space that will foster personal growth and nurture a sense of community, according to Lynch's office. The community project request was funded in the Transportation and Housing and Urban Development Bill of the Appropriations Package, which in full provides $1.5 trillion in discretionary resources that will help support American families, protect national security, and strengthen public health. A special tip-off was held in Brockton last night to honor fallen State Police Trooper Tamar Bucci. A new girls basketball league in the State Police Unity Basketball League has been formed and dedicated to Trooper Bucci, who was killed in the line of duty more than a month ago when she stopped to help a driver on the side of the road. Bucci was always active and worked as a personal trainer to help others reach their fitness goals. Her loved ones, all clad in blue, came together to celebrate the first of many games in her memory, something they know she would have loved. Trooper Bucci's memory is now living on through these young girls. With the games continuing throughout the night at the Boys and Girls Clubs in Brockton, the league hopes it will be just the beginning of a successful run. Check of business news this morning. And stocks were down yesterday. The Dow lost 280 points. The NASDAQ sank 328, and the S&P fell 57. Asian stocks followed Wall Street lower after a Federal Reserve official's comments fueled expectations of more aggressive U.S. rate hikes, and the White House announced more sanctions on Russia. The dollar is up, the euro is down, oil is almost $102 a barrel. In sports, Bruins lose in Detroit 5-3. They'll be in Tampa Bay Friday night at 7. And the Celtics are in Chicago against the Bulls tonight at 8 p.m. in the playoffs now. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, rain off and on throughout the day, high around 49. Tonight, damp at a low 41. Scattered showers tomorrow, the high of 53. Scattered showers Friday, the high 64. Still some showers on Saturday at the high 60 degrees. For the boater, waves a couple of feet. Winds out of the east could gust to 25 knots. High tide at 4 p.m. Sunrise 6:17, set 7:15. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Wednesday, April 6th.